This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Day and everyone is here, and Dave Sims is down here somewhere, and we will go back and forth with a lot of the guys, and he's right behind me. But right now, I've got the person who put this all together, the manager of that team and many other teams, our friend Joe Torre. Is this great? Look at the smile on your face seeing all these guys.
You know, Suze, I while we were going through winning a lot of postseason and World Series and stuff, You never really look back on it because you felt you still wanted to do more. But now, obviously, after retirement, and you think back about what was accomplished, and when you get together with a lot of the players who are part of it, it's like, you know, it's like a family reunion. That's the only thing I could say.
It's amazing. Alfonso Soriano, who has not been back here before, remember when he walked in coming out of the Japanese League and we didn't know who this was, and this kid had quite a career, and of course he was traded for Alex Rodriguez, and I told him, you know, that's pretty good to be traded by the best hitter, but I think he was a little sad, but this is his first old-timers day and he's thrilled to death to be here.
Well, you know, Sori, he was a very talented player. You know, he'd play any position you wanted. He wasn't afraid of anything. And, you know, I think of the base hit that he got here with Knobloch scoring in 2001. And, you know, it helped us even the series against Arizona. But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great memories when I, you know, when I look around. I see Andy Pettit to my right now, and it's, by the way, he took batting practice today.
Did he really?
And I said to him, where was that swing when I let you hit in 96?
Well, Paul O'Neill took batting practice too. He said he hasn't hit since the last time, which is 5 years ago. And he threw his back out, but I think he'll probably be fine.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't throw anything or break anything, we'll be good.
The thing that's great about this, Ron Guidry was out taking some practice. He's going to throw. I mean, Ron Guidry's like our age. He's going to be out there today. And when you look at Chukosius, Chambliss is here, and Randolph is here, and all those guys are still here.
It's great because, you know, we were part of something very special. And, you know, you as I say, you look back and you put a smile on your face, and the people that, you know, were with you during this thing, there's always something that just ties everybody together. And, it gets me choked up, to be honest with you, Suze, because, you know, it made my professional life. I mean, I came here at 55, 56 years old, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, New York was a small town.
It really was, and everyone is here, and I'm going to let you go enjoy yourself. Great to see you, my friend. Thank you.
Always a pleasure with you, Suze. Thanks.
Okay, and Dave Sims is around here somewhere, if I could see you. See if Dave is here. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay.
Hang with him. I'm getting a new headset here.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, while we're doing that, let me talk to Lou Piniella while you're getting a new headset. And great to see you, number 14. And you feeling
great,
good?
Yeah, great to be back, Susan. There really is. CEO teammates, the wonderful fans here in Yankee Stadium, putting on the pinstripes. It couldn't be better than this.
Now, I was talking to you when a youngster named Cooper Hummel came running out of the Houston Astros thing with a ball to sign. And we don't realize that. He was a little boy when you were with the Mariners, and he came and wanted, that's all he wanted was your autograph. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel old. I'm 82 years old, so.
It's great to see you. And here that you are, a lot of your guys, Bucky's here, and Mickey Rivers is here.
Mickey Rivers, Chambliss, Nettles, Guidry. We have six or seven.
And you're not going to play. Guidry's going to pitch, you know.
Oh, yeah. Guidry is still in shape. I can't do anything.
Well, as long as you're here and you're in good shape, you look
Thank
great.
You.
Great to
I
see
told
you.
Joe Torre, put me at first base coaching. That's plenty for
All
me.
Right, well, that's great. And Greg Nettles is here, and we have a lot of memories with Greg and that whole team.
Player. Yeah, what great teams we had.
Did indeed.
We really did.
The ones you played on and the ones you managed.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
Lou Piniella, great to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
Dave, you there? You got a new headset?
I am waiting on Mr. Rivera here.
Well, you should come back. All right.
Yeah, I'll come over. I'll work my way over.
All right. And we're over here. And let me go over this way as long as we're waiting for Moen, because Willie Randolph is right here. Look at you. Are you and Bucky going to do the double play combination, Willie Randolph?
Well, Bucky's not showing now.
Wait a minute.
Come on, that's my combination, but I mean, I don't think he's going to play. And really, I'm kind of beat up, but I'm going to go out there and try to represent.
Well, you always were a guy who did that. Now, why isn't Bucky going to play?
I think he has a bad back, I believe. You know, we all got excuses at this point now. Like, you know, it's just arthritis is all it is, really.
I've been telling everybody about the double play combination that you guys do every single year. And if he's not going to, we got to find him.
I know, you're right. I got to shame him into getting out there with it, because we were the best together. You know, I played with like almost 20-something different shortstops. Some of them had a cup of coffee. But Bucky and I were the most solid that I've ever been around. We turned double play. We won championships.
Yes, you did.
The thing. And that, to me, is a telltale sign. A lot of shortstops come through the pike, but when you can make the fundamental play, the routine play, and get the pitches out of an inning, that's what it's all about.
Okay, finally, Dave Sims is getting ready for Mariano Rivera, so let me throw over to there. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Susan.
All right, thank you, Susan. Thank you, Willie. Mariano Rivera. Hey, man, good to see you. You look terrific. What's it mean coming back to be with the fellas here?
Oh, it means it's great. I mean, being with the guys, all folk like this guy here, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, being part and being on the field with all these great players, I mean, it's a blessing.
Indeed. I always wanted to ask you, what was it like, and this is old news, but I always wanted to ask you, what was it like being a first unanimous Hall of Famer?
I mean, it feels great. You know, I mean, I can say nothing else but just feel great. I think that I did something right, you know, that everybody enjoyed. I think everybody liked it, so I get the same respect back.
Who here were you really glad to see when you saw me? You just like, come here, give me a hug.
Mike Stanton.
Is that right?
Mike Stanton, yeah. My buddy for so many years. Pitching guy that I knew I can count with, and he was always there. So that was a great, great, great guy.
Give me your best memory from, besides winning the championship in 2000, your best memory or fondest memory you have?
I mean, there's so many, you know, but I mean, you said besides winning the championship, I can take that away. You know, it was something that, and especially here in New York, you know, against the Mets. It's not because it was the Mets, but just was home. You know, we gave the city something special to remember.
You going to close things out today?
I don't know. We'll see.
Good to see you, Mo.
Likewise.
Take care, man. Take care.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, let him close out things on both games, actually. All right, so I am now with Clay Bellinger, and I just got to see a picture of you. Everyone's taking a picture of your son, Cody. Before we get to you, because some of us were here when that day when you were told that you were making the team, what is it like to see your son having this kind of success? The whole career, not just here, but he was a Dodger Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah, it's... I was just, it's, you know, when your son makes it, you know, even like day one, you have kind of, you're always wishing, you have an expectation of him to do well. So when he, you know, in 17, when he won the Rookie of the Year, and in 19, he won the MVP, it's just like, wow, he's really good. You know what I mean? And you always hope it's going to be like that, but to actually see him do it, and then he had a couple bad years, and you know, he wasn't healthy and stuff, but now he's coming back the last 3 years, and it's a joy to watch. It really is.
One of the things I just told you when we were sitting inside, that Max Fried described him as an all-star in four positions. You can't say that to a lot of people.
You really can't. I mean, and that's a huge compliment. You know, he works at it and stuff, and it's just, you know, he's a good talent, to say the least.
One of the things, and let's talk about you, because a lot of people don't remember all the years that you spent in the minor leagues, and it was 1999, and we were all there in L.A. Yeah. when John Zimmer told you met the team. What was your – I can still see you with the tears
crying.
In your eyes.
Yeah, I was crying. I'm not going to lie.
And Joe Girardi thought that you had been cut from the team, so he had run after you, and I saw him running, so I ran after him.
That's right, because it was like up in, you know, up behind the visiting – dugout. We were in some office like this, and it was Brian Cash and Zim, and yeah, the news that they told me, and I was just like, wow. And I came out here instead, started calling or crying, and made some phone calls, and yeah, it was after 10 years in the minors.
And to come back here, and now you are part of two championship teams. And those of you who don't know, Clay Bellinger played every single position. You didn't catch
it.
Didn't pitch.
I wanted
but
to.
I
was a couple outs away from it because we pinch ran for Jorge like two or three times but in the bottom of the ninth, but we can never get that extra run to tie it up. And if we did, I'd have been in there.
Now you – Okay. All right. Got one more question here for Clay Bellinger, and that is, you got to coach your son in Williamsport. Yeah. Did you know back then that he was going to be Cody Bellinger?
I kind of did. I'll be honest with you. He was always the smallest one, and he was, you know, one of the better players out there and stuff. So it's fun watching, you know, because the Little League's starting right now, actually. All the regionals and this and that. So every year I watch it. I'm sure he does too. It'd be kind of cool for him to be on a team to actually go play in that Williamsport, you know, the big league game.
Yeah, we're a year behind. We did it last year.
Oh, that's what I mean. You missed it by a year. So, maybe they'll get it again next year. So, I don't know. But it's fun to watch, yeah.
Clay Bellinger, great to see you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Good to see you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Dave, I'm heading over to you.
Here. All right, thanks, Susan. Mickey, good to see you, man. What's it like coming back here, 77-78 world champion? Good to see you, man.
Well, definitely. You know, I enjoy coming back. Susan and them know it. I enjoy coming back, watching the guys, talking to the young guys and everybody. You know, they're seeing their opinion. You know, and I'm trying to change nothing. But I enjoy seeing that, you know, especially out here. You know, I love the peoples in New York. They give me a big thrill, and they help me out a whole lot. So that's why I don't mind coming back to places like this.
Where are you living these days?
Right now I'm in Ohio, okay. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, and you know, enjoying life itself that way. You know, I know I've got a little too young now to come back out and try to do the things I did before. So, you know, like I said again, I'm going in and out doing the schools, doing a little lesson with the kids. Let them know, you know, you got to learn and want to respect this and others. They're trying to make a different standpoint, you know. I'm trying to give them a different standpoint that to make it still, you know, not only school educate you, the people's educate you, and you got to understand people to get over to what you want to get.
Give me your best memory from those championship teams.
Oh, back then, you know, I had like Thurman Munson, Cat Fish, Nellis, and other guys like that. Willie brought that team to a good point. And then we had Reggie come over the next year, you know, had a plus. We had a whole full team that guys that know how to play. And that was a big key. When everybody talked, they say, oh, one thing, no, we had guys know to play. And what I try to tell other guys, that a lot of the young hitters now, you know, we know situations. I know situations when I need to go up to the bat. I know kind of what this guy going to pitch me. If he get in trouble, I know exactly what he's going to throw. And I know what he's going to try to get me out with. And that was a big key now. With plus, I don't read on that. I know because I watch.
Beautiful. Maggie, good to see you, man.
Well, thank you.
I'm right here. I'm right next to you here. And this is a woman that I look forward to seeing every single year, Diana Munson, the wife of the late Thurman Munson. And I was just telling Diana, it's been 46 years, and every year on the anniversary here, there's a big thing here. And Thurman, I just wish Thurman knew how beloved he was. I see little kids with 15 jerseys and showing their parents. What is that? How does that make you feel, Diana?
Oh, it warms my heart because, again, I've said through the years, he knew how respected he was and how admired he was, but he had no idea how loved he was. And these fans always show me. They wear 15 jerseys after all these years. It just lets me know what he meant to New Yorkers.
And it's amazing, and you'll hear it. And there's one, I'm looking up in the stands right now, and right in front of me is number 15. And it's just fascinating to me, and we talked about it during your foundation, because that foundation is going strong. It's been 46 years, and it's still packed every year to help with the cause that Thurman loves so much.
Well, we've raised over $22 million in his name. And I think that puts the biggest smile on his face. I always say his legacy is his three wonderful children and seven grandchildren. But by God, $23 million is nothing to sneeze at.
Diana Munson, so there's Lou Piniella and there's Ron Guidry and there's all your guys. And they see you and they come right up to you. And it's like nothing's changed. The love is still there.
And I love these men back. I said, we were a family. And I know it's hard to believe, but in the 70s, we all pulled together, and we were a family. And these guys always let me know how much they loved him.
And I'm so glad to see you. Keep coming back every single year. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Susan. Good seeing you.
Okay, Dave, who you got over there?
I got Roy White. Roy, good to see you. You look like $1 million here. What's it like for you coming back here? I mean, reliving those the glory days that you guys had, 76, 77, and 78.
No, it's great getting together with the old teammates and we have a lot of funny stories we could tell about each other and some of the stuff that we went through during those years. That's when the Bronx was burning a few times and some of those things that happened. So I enjoy it. And I get to see some people that I don't get to see, you know, normally.
What did you do your favorite catching up with in the last hour or so?
When Bill Verdon was the manager, and there's several funny stories that happened between myself and Lou Piniella and Bill Verdon. Bill Verdon had a thing that when you weren't swinging well, he'd give you a lecture, and he told me my swing didn't look good, and I said lefty or righty, and he said both ways, and then he would call you out for extra hitting. So we were all laughing about that. That's one of the favorite stories.
Well, it's good to see you, man, and I'm glad you're doing well, and you're going to get out here, you're going to tip your cap, you're going to play or... just tipped the cap today.
At 81 years old, I'll just be tipping my cap.
You look great. You're representing well, my man. Good to see you.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Okay, Dave. And I guess I'm not on the 2000 team, but Homer Bush was such a part of these teams. I'm expecting Joe Torre to go to say, "Homie, get in there and steal a base or two."
You know, it's amazing. I see Joe probably once every 4 to 5 years, and he tells this story where when I was in Baltimore and it took 3 base hits to score me, and he said, "Bushy, I could have done that."
What is it like to be part of this? Because this is, you know, those years were great from 96 on, and you were a part of that, and you keep coming back every year. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, no doubt. And I tell you what, you know, we were definitely winners on the field, but we had some special human beings on that team. So it's just always good to get together.
You know, when you come back here, who are you looking forward to seeing? Who did you see today?
You know, that's a great question. Tino Martinez is always one of my favorites. Andy Pettitte is one of my favorites. And let me tell you, Andy, I may not see Andy for 10 years, but he'll stop me, ask me about my family, ask me about my pet, and ask me about my work. And he's just an amazing human being. But, you know, it's good to see Soriano back. And actually, first time I've ever met Roger Clemens outside of the trade.
And I got to ask you, because you're talking about your pets and stuff, you got a son who can play a little bit. He's with the Rays. Tell me about Junior.
Junior, he's having a great season. Awesome young man.
Where is he? Which level?
AA with the Tampa Bay Rays organization, the Montgomery Biscuits. And, you know, he's having a good season. He's having fun. He's developing, getting better, and just continue to put on size and get faster. So that's a good recipe for success.
They know what they're doing in Tampa Bay.
They do. No, I tell you what, I have not been there one time. You know, we text a lot just about, you know, his mental approach, how he's doing, making sure he's keeping the weight on, because he's losing a lot of weight down there in the South.
We're gonna keep an eye on him. Homer Bush, great to see you, my friend. Thank you.
Always good to see you, Susie Q.
David Cone joins us right now. You're one of the younger guys, 2000 world champions. What's it like for you being part of this group, and where the heck did those 25 years go?
Yes, right. It's a blur. That was unbelievable because it was the last championship of that run. You know, it was 4 out of 5 years, so that was a big one, and that was 3 straight. So 98, 99, 2000. There hasn't been a three-peat in a long time, probably since the A's, I think, the Oakland A's back in the 70s.
72, 3, 4.
Yeah, so the further removed you get from it, the more you appreciate it.
I'll bet. What's the greatest thing you appreciate right now? And regarding that, I think that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, no, it's just that people remember you. I think that's the probably biggest fear for any ball player or any athlete is you get forgotten. People forget about your career, and because it's a short amount of time to play whatever you play. So people remember, especially here with the Yankees, they remember you. They remember those years, and they pass it on to the next generation. That's the best part.
Who has arrived here today that you've not seen in a long time, and you couldn't be more thrilled to see him? Who was?
Well, so many. I mean, obviously, it's a Lou Piniella, Joe Torre, you know, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Like that, you just love to see, Diane Munson, Kay Mercer, they are a link to the past to me. That's how you connect the dots to the generations.
Goni, as always, good to see you, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Hi, and I'm here if he stops talking here. Mr. Chambliss, come over here. Chris Chambliss, longtime great player for the Yankees. He's got a few accolades of his own. But I want to talk about this Niners group when you were hitting coach. When you were here with Joe Torre, what was that like to be part of this staff and see these guys all develop?
Oh, it was, you went in when I was here. We only had one hitting coach. It was me, so.
You did a pretty good job.
I had a good group. They really knew how to hit. But, I know it was working for Joe. I don't know if you remember that, but I worked for Joe 3 years before in St. Louis. So I was 8 straight years with Joe Torre, and I learned so much about baseball with him. He was wonderful.
When you look at the guys that were here in the 70s, because you got a bunch of guys now, when you think of that, I saw you guys all talking. Do you guys go back to those 70s games, that thing about against Kansas City and all those games?
Yeah, we do. The rivalry with Kansas City was unbelievable. And as you know, Boston was the big rivalry. But Kansas City also. We remember all those years. We had some good talks last night at the welcome party, and it's just great to be with the guys again.
How many young kids still know about that home run against Kansas City? I bet there's a lot.
Surprisingly more people than I think. Yeah, a lot of people mention that home run because they see the video all the time on the internet. And it's obviously the highlight of my career. So it's good to be remembered for something.
You know, when we're talking about the 2000 series, the Subway series that went back, one of my favorite things is? George didn't have a place to sit, and he wanted to be in all the meetings. Remember, he brought all the furniture over from Yankee Stadium and cleaned out the Met stuff. This is things that'll never be redone again.
No, not a way. That's no respect. George wouldn't handle, he doesn't like that kind of stuff. But it was a great rivalry, great. 2000 was just a wonderful series, and it was just great to be a part of it.
There were so many things about that, and David Cohn is here, and I always remember he was out of gas totally. And Joe went out, and he totally lied to him. He said, I've got this guy. He said he had nothing left, but he had one more pitch at him, and he did it.
Yeah, that's the way they are, And in those days, you tell the truth, how you feel. You can't be lying, but what a gamer. When you're a gamer, you're a gamer.
Where are you now? You're in Arizona, and you and Audrey, you're just hanging out by the pool, having a good time?
That's not. It's a little too hot to get out by the pool now because it's about 110 degrees in the summer. So, but we're doing fine. No working and just relaxing every day and trying to make it. We're very happy though. We're in good shape.
Okay, Chris Chambliss, thank you as always. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Now.
Okay, so Dave.
Mr. Dent, we got Bucky Dent joining us.
I hear you're not going to play because you got a bad back.
Oh, yeah. Surgeries. So I'm not going to take a chance.
I've been telling everybody about your double play combination, and now you're not going to be there.
Yeah, but he looks great.
He does look great.
You're looking good. And I still got hands. If they hit it at me, I'm good. But if they got to go left or right, no good.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I saw Bill White in January, went down to see him. And I told him I still use his call that he used on your home run. Deep to left.
That's it, baby. You'll never forget it. It was awesome.
How many times have you been asked what your home was away from my home run?
That whole era? Not too many times in a week that I go by with somebody that doesn't say something. I was watching that game. It was one of the greatest games ever. And it makes you feel good because, your dream as a kid to play in big games, and that was one of the biggest ever played in. And most stressful game I ever played in also.
Bet. You were telling me earlier about your relationship with Jay Buhner, and I find that fascinating. And he's still obviously a big part of Yankee Nation here. Tell that story again.
Well, Jay was my... He was one of my boys, man. He started playing with me my first year of managing, and he was a high-strung kid and stuff like that.
throw helmets and things, and I used to get on him all the time. And after a while, when I got to AAA with him, all I had to do was look at him, and he'd go, "I got you, Skip. I got you, you know." But I love that guy. He played hard, and he was one of the best players I ever had in the minor leagues.
I'm going to call him and tell him that. Not surprised that he was throwing stuff back in the day.
Oh, man. He used to throw all kind of stuff, you know, and I had to calm him down, but he worked at it.
And how about when the trade was made? You played a part in that, right?
I did. They called me and told me that he was going to be traded. And I'll tell you what, I had tears in my eyes because I thought he was going to be a really great player, and we wound up trading him.
You were right.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was right, but that hurt me.
Bucky, pleasure as always. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Jose, come here. I went with Jose Vizcaino, and you came over here in 2000. And this is what I remember. You came over here for Jim Leyritz. You were ready to go. You were in uniform, ready to go, and Jim Leyritz wouldn't leave. And he was still there taking things and going. So you wanted to get here, but he wanted to stay here so badly that he wouldn't leave. What do you remember about that trade?
Well, I remember that trade that day. I was in Houston. We were playing in Houston, and that day I got the game-winning hit, and after the game they called me into the manager's office and told me that I was traded to the Yankees, and I was just so happy. I say thank you because, you know, I want to have an opportunity to, you know, later in my career to win a World Series.
Well, you did.
And I was so happy to come here in the clubhouse, and, you know, the welcome, it was unbelievable, and that's why, you know, the Yankees are a first-class organization.
One of the things, and you've been with the Dodgers now as a coach for many, many years, and how did that happen? Did you end up over there?
When I, after I retired, the GM, Ned Colletti, I was the first trade that he made in the big league from the Dodgers to Chicago Cubs, so he told me that when I retire, if you want to work for him, that I can, you know, he welcome me, so I went out there and then have a conversation with him, and start working with them since then.
So he was sorry, so he made up for it by getting you back, and you've been there ever since.
Yes, that's what happened. So I was so happy to be able to work for the organization, and but either also to be able to play for the, you know, the two more decorated franchises. It was a pleasure.
Great to see you. You look great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to see you, John. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back, putting the pinstripes on.
I always wanted to ask you this, being playing both Boston and New York, what was that like, you know, like having that on your resume?
Well, they can never take it away from me. And, you know, one of the only starters who have won for both teams, and the other guy is Babe Ruth. So I know there's a few other guys who got championships from both, but it's special. It's always great to be in the same conversation as Babe Ruth.
That's unbelievable, man. That's tremendous. Who have you caught up with? Who were you looking forward to catch up with here?
Well, everybody. Yeah, I mean, baseball is a fraternity. You know, this was my college. You know, I opted to not go to the University of Florida and turn pro, so all these guys are my family. I know how hard it is to make it to the big leagues.
Stay as long as you did.
Yeah, and stay, and these guys are a testament. I mean, the 2000 team, they drove us crazy because I was playing for the Royals. Like, we drove them a little crazy with our offense, but these guys were absolutely amazing.
What's your biggest – what do you remember specifically about a game you would have had with against these guys, against the Yankees?
Yeah, well, they just never stopped. They had – they had all-star after all-star after all-star. Yeah. You had Hall of Famers.
At least you didn't have to pitch against them.
Yeah, you had everything, but they knew how to play defense. They knew how to run the bases, and I always loved the way the Yankees played, and that's why I decided to come over here. Obviously, they're a good team, and they're going to compete every single year, but just seeing like their stars hustling, you know, that's something that I did my entire career, so I admire them from.
Always enjoyed watching you play, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Great seeing you.
Johnny Damon.
Hey, Dave, come on up here, Doc Gooden. Great to see you, my friend. How is everything? You look terrific. Before we go to 2000 and up there, I want to start with that no-hitter in 96.
Oh, my God. That was great. First of all, it's good to be here, but the no-hitter in 96, I started the year 0-3. They took me out of the rotation. David Cone got the aneurysm. George Steinbrenner said, put Gooden back in. 3 games later, I pitched a no-hitter. It was the last game my dad saw me pitch. Unbelievable, great memories.
You know, I also remember that one of the things George Steinbrenner did, he loved to get guys back, and he loved to take care of them and stuff. What was your relationship like with George?
George was great, great man, very caring. I remember he spent a lot of time with my dad when he was in the hospital. He was tough, but a good man.
Okay. Now, when you look around here, who was the first person that you wanted to find? I saw you hugging everybody in here. Who was the first person you were looking for?
Mariano Rivera. He's my guy. I love Mariano. We always have a good time. When we play together, we should race. And so I told him, I said, let's go race now. I'll beat you.
Are you going to throw it all today, or you just got to get introduced?
I'm just hanging out.
Oh, come on. That's it. Not even one pitch?
Too, I got to lose weight.
Okay. Right. Okay. Great to see you, my friend. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, excuse me, I know this person. Goodness gracious, this is the most dramatic thing I've ever seen. Hello, Roger Clemens.
Hi.
I'm fine. I've seen you all weekend. You've been everywhere. You've been playing golf. You've been on panels.
I can't say what it is, but I can't say. It's like horse, you know what, everywhere. I'm everywhere.
You know what I remember, and I'm going to go back to when you got here, because I remember you must have been a little nervous. You've read, that's all anybody knew. And the first time you did BP, Derek Jeter and I think Knobloch came with all the armor on the catcher's
gear. Oh, yeah, they all had catcher's gear on, and I made them feel comfortable. I threw one behind them, make them feel comfortable. But, yeah, that was, you know, I've heard Derek do interviews before, and I think they understood when I got here to win, I was cut from the same cloth. And but, again, having Mr. Steinbrenner come to Houston not once but twice, you know, second time he said, you want to be a damn Yankee or don't you? I've been trying to get you forever. And I said, let's do it, boss.
You know, and you had quite a career here. And when you got here today, who are you looking for? Who did you want? Besides me, who did you want to talk to?
Well, you know, wonderful 7 years. I mean, it's just the guys. You know all the moments that we had out here. Probably had my best game as a Yankee and my career in Seattle. I had that one hitter and
one
everything.
Game.
That was crazy. Everything was working. And just to hear the guys talk about it, or when I have a milestone 300 win and the guys text me, I love that. And, of course, then it's all my catchers I try and stay in touch with. They're my bread and butter, like I tell them. I was PitchCom before PitchCom. I called my game from the mound.
Yes, you did. You were always – I know that every catcher – I remember when Posada was coming up, you were very good to him, and he was a little nervous. In comes Roger Clemens, and he says he pitches backwards. I don't know what to – you'll be fine, but you made sure to take care of that.
Yeah, well, he was great. Georgie, you know, we called – he called some games. He gave me some stuff, and we had free reign. You know, I'd get on him to sit still, and if I wasn't on, he'd come out and get after me a little bit to get me going.
So great to see you, Roger. Oh, thank you so much.
See you, Mrs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.